Welcome to Hungry Dads, a couple of guys who started a podcast as an excuse to bring snack food into the house. On this week's show...
This is a topic that is near and dear to our hearts.
I know it's irrational, Rod, but I'm surprised and a little angry.
I'm going to say it, because they're listening. They listen. We know they do.
Oh, Rod, budget.
They owe Hugh Gallon an explanation. Soggy. Soggy taco.
You know why I like them, Rod? They're a little sweet.
Like you.
I just stood in the dark next to where I thought it was.
What is going on?
Hello and welcome to episode 96 of the Hungry Dads Podcast. I'm Rod Budget.
I'm Hugh Gallon.
And it's that time of year again, everyone. The time we've all been waiting for. Lay's Do Us a Flavor 2017 Finalist Recap Episode. If you've been a long-time listener to the podcast, you know that this is a topic that is near and dear to our hearts. Episode 1, we touched on Do Us a Flavor, and since then, every year, we have covered Do Us a Flavor pretty extensively. Should I just spoil the surprise right away? We did not win. We are not one of the three finalists. Despite our best efforts, yet again, we did not win.
I know it's irrational, Rod, but I'm surprised and a little angry that we didn't win.
Every year, I am
both being kind of honest, but also I recognize it's ridiculous, but I'm not playing it for shtick. I honestly have like a little anger at Lay's.
I'm not saying this just to be made up or anything or as sour grapes, but the three finalists this year are Fried Green Tomato, Everything Bagel with Cream Cheese, which I almost didn't notice the with cream cheese on the packaging, and Crispy Taco. So those are the three flavors. And this isn't sour grapes by any mean, but Everything Bagel, I went back to my submissions and said, I think I did Everything Bagel. I definitely thought of it. I didn't submit it. And I know it sounds made up, but it definitely crossed my mind.
Oh, Rod Budget. Yeah.
But I still wouldn't have won.
You know, it's easy to say I thought of that. Everyone can say that.
I mean, it's
easy for a lot of people to say that. It's much harder for two people who've gone on the air 3 years now with their ideas. But I believe you, Rod Budget. I do.
Thank you.
I believe
you. I'm just going to chime in with some general thoughts about Do Us a Flavor at this point in time. Is this their fourth Do Us a Flavor? Fifth? Do we know?
Fourth or fifth? It's
fourth or fifth. They've been doing it for a while now. Again, I don't want to sound like a sour grapes Rod, but I'm going to make a very specific reference. And if you're not a sports fan, you might not get it, but I'll try to explain it. To me, it's like the NBA slam dunk contest in that started in the mid-1980s, early to mid-80s, when I was a kid. And it was like the most amazing thing I'd ever heard of. Like, oh, they're just going to have a contest and these players are just going to dunk. Like, that's the most amazing thing I've ever heard of. And it's been going on now for 30 years. They still do it. And the dunks today are like way, way better than they were back then. Like, the stuff they're doing is amazing and ridiculous. And I couldn't care less at this point. Like, I feel like I've seen it all. Like, I know the dunk contest. I haven't watched it in like 10 years. I see highlights. I'm like, whoa, that's pretty amazing. But I'm over it. And that sounds harsh, but with the Lay's Do Us a Flavor, I'm not over the contest. And I still think there are exciting parts to the contest. But honestly, the flavors, I'm just kind of like, all right, there are going to be some like unique chip flavors. And I'm not going to get all worked up over the flavors because they're always in the same genre, kind of, and they're never going to do, like, vampire squid blood or something like that, which, like, something that would be totally outrageous.
Interesting.
So, I don't think it's about the flavors anymore. I think it's more about the contest and the chance of winning, and tasting the flavors is still exciting to me, but seeing the flavor reveal to me, like, I see the flavors, I'm like, okay, that's about what I expected.
I think we've just been oversaturated in unique, exclusive flavors. When this thing first started, it seemed fresh, new, and original. It's been copycatted a lot, and it's just been done by Lay's to such a great extent that I guess there's nothing left that I feel like that can surprise me.
And leave it to us to complain about a contest where a company's giving away $1 million, but that's our job. That's kind of our job, to have this critical eye.
See, I'm not so much complaining about it, even though I have this weird sour spot that I recognize as irrational.
We're just mad.
I am losing interest in it. And I say that only because we have been so entirely and completely complimentary to this contest for so long.
And absorbed in it. I think we're a lot closer to it than most people.
I'm kind of over it. So they're going to have to do something new to impress me.
And I think they're trying each year to kind of put a different twist on it, but I just don't think they're doing quite enough at this point to keep me super engaged. Mr. Gallon even got invited to an exclusive rooftop event in New York City to reveal the flavors as a member of the podcasting and press community. Didn't go.
Yeah, no, this is entirely true. So I got an invitation to an event called A Hello in Yellow here in New York City, and I didn't have that much interest in going, but I was gonna go. Part of this was just one of those times where being a dad came into conflict with being a hungry dad, and I had to pick being a dad first, and I don't regret it. The event, for what it's worth, I checked out some press afterwards. It looks like what they had was they had the chips, which, by the way, had already been revealed the day of before the event. If the event was the very first time anyone could hear of the flavors, I might have been more intrigued, but they'd already been announced.
Yeah.
Fried green tomato, crispy taco, and everything bagel. So my desire to go to it was already diminished because they'd already announced the flavors. So what the event was, apparently they took the new flavors and they paired them up against the actual foods. This is what the picture showed. So I suppose people could like taste test each and maybe make their assessments and stuff. And I'm sure it was a fine event. Not only was I already engaged with some family things, but I also kind of just, I felt like I didn't know what kind of crowd would be there. And showing up there by myself, I think no matter what the situation, I was going to fear I was like the biggest loser in the room.
And you were a loser because you were not one of the finalists. So,
and speaking of that, Rod, I want to just put some context over my sour grapes. If I can really identify why I'm cranky a little bit with the contest, it's not so much because I didn't win. I actually didn't expect to win. But I am very disappointed in the interface that Lay's put forth in order to submit one's ideas. They
yes.
called it the pitch, and then they allowed people to add a YouTube video to it. And you can go back to our episode 86, I believe it was, and listen to our pitches. And what I tried to do was integrate audio from our podcast through YouTube uploads. And every time I tried to do that, I got errors and rejections. And the way the interface worked, it would accept your submission. And then like 20, 30, 40 minutes later, or even a day later, it'd reject your submission for some unspecified reason.
It wasn't for using the word balls this time.
Exactly. Yeah. Go back to our prior submissions, and they had the interface set up where it would immediately reject your submission for a particular reason. Now, I to this moment don't know why our suggestions and particularly our audio kept getting rejected, but it only got accepted once I pared down the words very significantly and never included a YouTube upload.
Maybe because we are members of the press and the podcasting celebrity community. I don't know.
But if that's the case, then just then Lay's, I think,
say it
I don't
want to
say they.
Yeah.
I don't want to say they owed me an explanation because, look, I'm well aware this is a free contest, but I'm by a corporation that owes me nothing. I'm honestly logically aware of that. But
they
if
owe
they
Hugh Gallon an explanation, I'm going to say it because they're listening. They listen. We know they do.
But to the extent they wanted to keep me engaged, they lost me. Because we got very excited about picking our flavors. We got very excited about our pitches. We created some content to give to them with our enthusiasm. And
promoting their event.
The algorithm that they set up simply rejected it out of hand, or the reviewers that they had doing it rejected it out of hand.
It feels very Beefy Crunch Movement. That's what
it turned no fun very quickly for me.
Yeah.
As I tried to submit our flavor submissions in what I thought would be a fun way. So that's where I'm just burnt out on this contest. I'm not interested in trying anymore. I'm not interested in engaging anymore. It would have taken a win for me to get sucked back into this contest because by my third or fourth hour of trying to submit our content, I finally gave up. It was very disappointing.
The good news is I've spent 10 minutes saying I'm over the contest, and I've just now come up with a winning submission for 2018. Sour grapes is going to be
sour grapes. Oh, Rob, that's fantastic. That's
yes.
fantastic.
Be on
oh,
the lookout,
boy.
2018 sour grapes.
All right. Well, Rod, I do think we should move on from all this and do the job that we are not
yes,
paid to do.
We are obliged to do.
And that is to taste test these Lay's flavors and give our honest opinions on both the flavors as the, you know, as the winners, and then, of course, the taste themselves. So
yes. I got my three Lay's flavors. I got pretty lucky. I walked into my local gas station that I always go to, and there was a display, and they were picked over, and there were, like, only two of the tacos were left.
Especially here in hurricane season, being able to find all these flavors.
Yeah, exactly. And then I went back the next day, and they were gone.
Wow.
And they haven't gotten any yet, so
all right.
I think I got pretty
all
lucky.
All right, good.
So I'll officially read off the three finalists once again. We have fried green tomato, and that's a wavy style chip. We have everything bagel with cream cheese, which is written very small, which I almost didn't realize, and that's a kettle cooked chip. And then we have crispy taco, And that's just the regular traditional Lay's kind of thin chip. So those are the three flavors. And Hugh, do you have any predictions on which one you will like the most?
I think Crispy Taco is going to be the tastiest.
That's what I was going to say.
I mean, and it's also the least risky. And I've had a long-standing theory on these gimmick flavors, these do us a flavor, which is where they always have one that is completely uninspired. And it's often the most delicious. And I find it disappointing because I think the promise of this contest, well, frankly, originally what I thought the promise of this contest was that they were going to be electing a new flavor into the standard pantheon of flavors. Right. That's what I thought the first contest was, which seemed to raise the stakes, make it very exciting. But once I learned that these flavors come and go as a gimmick, the stakes seem lower. And so my enthusiasm has gone down. Nonetheless, I still want to see something new. I still want to see something exciting. And whether it's bacon cheddar mac and cheese or this year's crispy taco, I would say probably going to be delicious. I could also, if I were a betting man, I'd swear they'd already done it once before, but I guess they haven't. Yeah. They've certainly done it on a tortilla chip. I mean, a taco-flavored Doritos are a second-tier Dorito classic. So I think it's going to be tasty. The other two I'm curious about. The one trend that they bucked this year in my experience, and I'm a little disappointed in, is they didn't do like a sweet style flavor.
Or a very spicy one.
Or a very spicy one. Well. Yeah, exactly. So I think all these are pretty safe flavors.
Yeah.
Nothing too
crazy.
I
think crispy taco is probably the safest and most mainstream. I will say I'm intrigued by these three flavors because in real life I'm a big fan of all three of these. I like crispy tacos. Everything bagels are actually Mrs. Budget's favorite breakfast thing, and she really turned me on to everything bagels when I met her. So we're big everything bagel fans. I'm pretty intrigued to try those. And fried green tomatoes, I don't have them much, but they are fried, they are green, they are tomatoes, and I like them.
All sour grapes aside, I do think these actually sound like some of the tastiest three choices they could come up with. I mean, the flip side of that coin is I don't think there's anything all that interesting or risky here, but I expect I'm going to like them, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, they're a little safer than usual, I would say.
So with this, what I'll be looking out for very closely is how close they get to the namesake flavor, and then also if that accuracy to the namesake flavor is off-putting, or if it melds with a chip very well. Other prior flavors like the gyro, it hit the flavor of a gyro very well, but it tasted weird as a chip.
I will say, negativity aside, that I still geek out over tasting the flavors and how well they can replicate the flavors. That's still pretty cool.
Absolutely. I'm very excited about it as well. So with that, Rod, let's crunch away. We'll crunch away just how we started our very first episode, crunching into some cappuccino chips at the time, I think.
Yes.
Look how far we've come.
Highly controversial. Hugh Gallon endorsement.
I was a heavy endorser of those. I stand by it. It's funny, I was having a casual conversation just yesterday with friend of the show, Gary Costello, and he mentioned the cappuccino chips and kind of made a face. I didn't jump up to defend them.
Do you have any preference of which we try first?
I mean, I could just randomly reach down. They're here at my side. I could randomly reach down and pick one up and see what I get.
Do it.
Shall I?
She is.
Reaching into the...
The magical,
magical
chips.
All right. I have plucked some fried green tomatoes, Rod.
All right. Here it is.
Wavy.
These are the wavy. I'm kind of interested because I feel like tomato's a tricky flavor to capture in a chip, potentially.
Yeah, the picture on the cover looks delicious, actually. Like a very crispy fried tomato with some kind of sauce on top.
A little sauce, yeah.
Let me take a whiff as I open the bag. Smell like potato chips.
Yeah. Slight tomato smell, but not much.
Well, I don't think I have anything there right now. Looking at it visually, I see, definitely the wavy, of course.
The wave. I see some flecks of, like, green.
Yep. Now, mine looks to be quite well done, I would say. Like, kind of brown and well done.
Yeah, you have a well-done chip. Mine looks pretty standard, I think. You may have just got a bag.
Let me pull out another one just to see if scientifically. No, they all look pretty dark.
Huh. All right. I'll pull out some more.
All right.
Mine look normal.
Can I crunch?
Let's do it.
I think I'm going to say the same thing I've said many times. Tasty chip. Don't think it tastes like a fried green tomato.
No. I get a hint of tomato, but that's about it. Nothing fried about it. Nothing particularly green about it.
I mean, I suppose you could say I don't know exactly what a fried green tomato tastes like, but I think I do.
I do, yeah.
And
I'd say this is more of a miss than usual on the flavor.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not getting much. It tastes good, But if you just handed me this chip and say, what flavor is this? I don't think I would get close.
You know what I taste? I taste pepper.
What?
I taste pepper. I taste mostly pepper. Like salt and pepper.
Yeah.
And in my aftertaste, as I breathe out, I have a little, like a little peppery on my tongue. If you told me these were salt and pepper chips, that's what I would think I got.
It's like there's some mustard seed in it. Mm. Paprika.
Yeah, well.
I mean, they taste good.
Mm-hmm. Just potatoes in there.
They're
fine. All right. Well.
Chips.
Lays, look, you can't hit them all.
Try a few more.
I think it's
sure.
You know, so whoever submitted this, congratulations to you for the inspirational idea.
They actually have the finalists on the back of the bag this year for, I think, the first time ever.
Oh, really?
Their picture is up there and where they're from and a little quote.
I have the single-size bag. I don't think I have that.
This is from Greg Pope in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Well, Greg, congratulations and thank you. To be clear, Mr. Pope and all the rest, none of my frustration is toward you. Sincere congratulations. I really mean that. I couldn't be happier for you. I think it's fantastic. Well done. So just to give this the flat review, it's tasty. It doesn't taste like fried green tomatoes. It's peppery, I think. And,
a lot of spice, yeah. A lot of
certainly
spice.
Crispy.
I got a tiny tomato hint, but that's about it.
Usually, even the power of suggestion will give me something. But in this case, I got nothing. No accuracy whatsoever.
All right.
You pick the next one, Rod.
Number two. Closing my eyes. Crispy taco. Crispy taco.
Now, interestingly, you know how we said there wasn't a spicy one? Fried green tomato might have been our spicy-ish one because it was so peppery. I would expect a crispy taco to be spicy, but...
That's what I was thinking.
In my opinion, as peppery as the fried green tomato was, this one has to be perhaps less so.
This is from Ellen in San Antonio, Texas. Congratulations.
Let me open up that bag and give it a whiff. I'm expecting it to smell like
strong
Doritos.
Strong taco smell.
Ooh, yeah. Yes. It smells like a packet of taco
exactly
seasoning.
Smells exactly like that taco seasoning. Like
yep, packet of Ortega taco seasoning.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Which it should, so that's a good sign. Now, what I don't think it smells like are, say, taco Doritos, which is half what I expected, I think.
No, they're not as spicy. There's not much of a heat spice smell. It's more of a taco seasoning.
Looking at the picture, there's the crispy taco, which means it's in a corn shell. And, Rod, this beckons back to one of your flavor submissions, I think twice now, was the Fritos chili pie. And we went on and on very often about being clear, it's not a Frito.
It's not the Frito
they
chip.
Are going to invoke the flavor of a Frito. And
right.
I would say similarly here, now they are being expected to invoke, in addition to the taco, the flavor of a tortilla, a corn tortilla, into a potato chip. Do you think they're going to try to get that in there?
I had this thought. My guess is they just did crispy because potato chips are crispy.
Yeah.
We'll see, though. I mean, soft taco would be a pretty bold claim.
It would also be new. They just made it soft taco.
Yeah.
Lay's soft.
They could just like
taco.
Pour a bunch of water in the bag of chips.
Everything's just a little
soggy.
Little soggy taco.
Taco.
All right, I'm ready to
Let's
crunch.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Wow, it's good.
Very much a homemade ground seasoning taco, like it smells.
And I'm going to take another bite to see if it's just in my head, but I feel like maybe they did get some corn shell in there, corn tortilla shell in there. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's subtle, very subtle.
I'm even getting like the lettuce and the tomato. Yeah, I'm giving this one a good accuracy.
Yeah, I think they're spot on, and they're very good.
Yeah, they are
good.
They
taste basically like taco seasoning.
I'm pleasantly surprised that they are kind of more unique than I expected them to be. They're accurate. They're tasty. I don't know if they quite do taste like a chip I've ever had before. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Well done, Lays.
One miss and one hit.
I was all prepared to criticize these for being uninspired, but...
Flavor chemists nailed it.
If the devil's in the details, they have inspired me.
So one hit and one miss, I'd say, so far.
How successfully specific they were with the Reuben chip, the Reuben sandwich, or the gyro chip, whereas those I found weird and unsettling in a chip, given their accuracy. This one I'm actually enjoying quite a bit.
Yeah, taco works on a chip.
It's a natural fit, and it is distinctive from, say, like taco Doritos, which, objectively speaking, I don't think a taco Dorito actually tastes that much like a taco. This tastes like a taco.
All right.
Last,
maybe least, maybe not least, we don't know. Kettle cooked everything bagel with cream cheese. This one really intrigues me because, as I said, I'm a big everything bagel fan. I've had a lot of everything bagels. They're very flavorful. That's why I like them. Everything going on, like the name says.
And one other thing I'll mention about this one is, not that it's a particularly complicated name, but I remember us going back and forth. I went out of my way to do very descriptive food flavor names, yes. Like salted caramel bacon, deep fried salted caramel bacon. And in this one, they did everything bagel, but then they went specifically with cream cheese, which is a little longer than the other two, crispy taco, fried green tomato. This is a solid 5 words long.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised to see the with cream cheese. That's interesting. So I'm assuming there'll be some sort of cream cheese flavoring to it.
So whereas when I made my submissions before, I was always worried that my detail might have been a detraction from being selected. I feel like this is evidence that they will, if the flavor is good enough, they will include those extra descriptors and they'll select something that's a little more complicated. And I do think you need the cream cheese, in, at least in the title, to make it interesting. Because an everything bagel without the cream cheese, you know, come on.
Yeah, it seems pretty easy to pull off.
All right. Looking at it visually.
Take a big whiff.
I see, you know what I see right away? I see the poppy seeds, literal poppy seeds on it, the same as an everything bagel.
I do too. I will say poppy, it doesn't really have much of a flavor. With the everything bagel, it's more of a garlic and an onion powder type thing.
So we're looking for garlic, onion, some poppy seed, and
a lot of flavoring and a hint of cream cheese, I would guess.
All right, ready to crunch?
Do it, yeah. I'm not getting much of anything. Like, there's some flavor there. There is a subtle cream cheese aftertaste, I think. It really tastes just kind of salty.
Yeah. Again, I feel like this is maybe like salt and pepper chips with a little something extra. I don't know. The cream cheese aftertaste is there.
Yeah, the cream cheese is there.
And I think that everything bagel is there, but only insofar as, and look, I like an everything bagel too, but it's not that distinctive of flavor. It's
right.
Bread and it's, salt and garlic. So to the extent they were successful making an everything bagel, I mean, they just put all the same spices that are not in everything. They took a bagel's a neutral flavor with a bunch of spices on it. They put the exact same spices on a potato chip, which is a neutral flavor. Of course it's going to be accurate. So
yeah, I will say the salt just kind of overpowers it though. Mine are very salty. The cream cheese is kind of interesting. Though.
Yeah.
The hint of cream.
I mean, this one should have been successful. There seems to be very little margin for error.
Yeah, it's a slam dunk.
And everything bagel is a pretty simple concoction, which I guess begs the question, do you taste bagel?
No.
No. And I don't think even, I don't even think you taste bagel on a bagel.
Right.
Like on everything bagel, I don't even think you taste the bagel.
So yeah, that's a good point. That's a bold claim that they're invoking, by the title, they are invoking the flavor of a bagel. And I think they did get a taco shell, so it can be done.
Taste of a bagel is so subtle by the time you put everything on it that
right.
I guess they hit the subtlety of a bagel appropriately insofar as I don't taste it at all.
Very, very subtle.
I think it's pretty clear, Rod, that of the three, I think the crispy taco was the tastiest. I think it was the best, most accurate, and I will even say it turned out to be more daring than I would have given it credit for. So I give crispy taco my wholehearted endorsement.
Yeah, I think crispy taco is the heavy favorite this year. Based on my taste and just knowing that it's going to appeal to the masses, I would give Crispy Taco a 90% chance of winning.
You do wonder if the fringe candidates could have a chance. I mean, if you're incentivized to vote, it might be because you're trying to pull for one of them. And, you know, you're a Crispy Taco fan, you assume they're going to win, so you don't bother showing up to the polls.
Right.
Maybe the Everything Bagel contingent is really going to come out in full force. Maybe the Fried Green Tomato folks are going to campaign heavy. Who knows? It's still anybody's campaign.
There's one thing we know, we're terrible at predicting the winners of this, so Crispy Taco has absolutely no chance.
That's exactly true. If we're running any statistics at all,
we're awful.
We have doomed Crispy Taco.
I don't think we can relate to the masses because we're such a niche podcast.
Rod, in the midst of this Lay's Do Us a Flavor, I came across two other flavors. The first one, which I don't think is that new of a flavor, but I mistook it accidentally as one of the new flavors. It's lime and sea salt. Have you heard of lime and sea salt? I don't know if it's that new.
Yeah, I think I've seen it, but I haven't picked it up yet.
I saw it on the shelf, thinking it was one of the three new flavors.
This is clearly a podcast justification here.
As long as we're diving into chips, I figured I'd give these a quick try. It says limited time flavor, and they came out, at least on my shelves, just after the Lay's Do Us a Flavor, so I took it for one of the finalists. Turned out I was wrong. But if I may just crunch into some here and tell you what I think.
I'll give my thoughts. I've had lime tortilla chips before.
Yeah.
Not a big fan, but we'll see.
This is lime and sea salt potato chips.
Yes, these are actual potato chips.
Hi, you know what? These are pretty good.
Tangy.
I wouldn't have expected to like them. You know why I like them, Rod? They're a little sweet.
Like you.
I have, exactly. I have a penchant for those slightly sweet flavors. Mm-hmm. I was a big champion of chicken and waffles. I endorsed cappuccino. I know this goes against the grain, but I like a sweetness in a potato chip. And this lime and sea salt, interestingly, because it isn't like limeade, it's right. Lime and sea salt. But they've added some sweetness to it.
Some sugar to it.
Whereas yeah. A lime isn't even that sweet, but that's what draws me in. So yeah, it's unconventional. It's very salty. I would have expected maybe it to be kind of more refreshing, but it's not. It's pretty salt.
A refreshing chip.
I don't know. Like a glass of limeade, thirst quenching. And also, Rod, so this is really the bigger conversation piece right here. At the exact same time, fried green tomato, crispy taco, and everything bagel come out on the shelves, Mrs. Gallen comes home with this bacon wrapped jalapeno popper.
Whoa.
Now, this is.
Never seen that.
This is not labeled with the vote for your fave, Lay's do as a flavor, the pitch. It's just out there at the same
black
time.
Black market Lay's.
I mean, flavor. This has to be someone's submission, right? Bacon wrapped jalapeno popper. Someone had to submit that.
I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, do some research while I give it a taste test, Rod. Yeah. I'll do the hard work here. So this is bacon wrapped jalapeno popper. Again, to be clear, not a Lay's do as a flavor finalist, but on the shelves at the exact same time. And in fact, it does say on the front, try all three and vote. But it's okay. Got the logo for the other three flavors. It's got the exact same logo as the others, but the trade dress is different. It postures as if this is one of the finalists, but there's only three official finalists, even on this bag of bacon wrapped jalapeno popper.
Or did Mrs. Gallen?
No, I don't think it was a Walmart purchase.
All right, let me continue researching.
All right, I'm gonna taste test it real quick. This is bacon wrapped jalapeno popper. Yeah. All right. You get the jalapeno at the end, the spice. You know, nothing hardcore, but jalapenos aren't all that hot. Other than that, I'm actually pretty underwhelmed by the bacon flavor. They bothered to put it in there. They bothered to wrap it in bacon, but I don't taste very much bacon. And I taste less cream cheese, because there's cream cheese in the popper, I think. I taste less cream cheese than I do on the Everything Bagel. It's a tasty chip, but it doesn't taste a thing like bacon-wrapped jalapeno popper. If you told me this was like sweet, spicy Asian soy, I would say, yeah, sure.
Right. From my 2 minutes of internet research, it seems like this is kind of like a runner-up. It was a submission, but didn't make the finals. It says it's exclusively at Walmart, limited edition, but maybe they since expanded it.
Yeah, they must have branched out, because I mean, no disrespect to Walmart,
like just,
but we are not Walmart shoppers.
It came out when the finalists did, so it's brand new.
Why? So explain that to me, Rod. You're Lay's. You've received a lot of finalists. You've received a lot of submissions, and you've got some runners up. You decide to invest in a production run for the runners up, but not provide them the opportunity to be a winner. What's the strategy there? Is it one runner up? Is this the fourth? In prior years, they've had four winners.
Right.
Why is this sucker who made bacon wrapped jalapeno popper not in the running? But yet,
it could be anything. It could be a deal with Walmart that they were going to get the fourth flavor.
Exclusive
it could be
flavor.
They have all this basically free ideas out there, so they were like, why not?
Well,
I don't know. Or maybe it was going to be one of the finalists, and for some reason at the last second it couldn't be, or they decided something was like not fair.
They like found out so that the like, person who made the submission was like a terrorist or something.
Hungry Dads. Visit our website at hungrydads.com. Follow us on Twitter at hungry_dads. This has been a Hungry Dads production. Hello.
So before we started recording, there was this cricket in the house, and I actually found it and killed it.
Revenge of the crickets.
But I was like, kind of like a revenge. Like, it was haunting us from the crickets we ate.
He did not eat the cricket, though.
It was smashed on my hand, but I passed on licking it off. It was in the house earlier, and my wife was like, oh, my God, it's in the house, and like kind of freaking out, and I was relatively calm. But in my head, it sounds so loud that I pictured it really, really big, and I was kind of scared, too, to be perfectly honest.
Things that are in my house that I can hear but can't see just scare me.
Yeah.
No matter what it is.
So
I'm easily scared, though. So did you kill it with your bare hand?
So I killed... So here's what happened.
You punched the cricket?
So I've been going through this process even before we turned on the recorder. You know, as soon as I sat down to record, I heard the cricket, which was annoying. And I figured we can't record with this cricket in the background. Although, as we discussed, it would have been a great shtick after our cricket eating episode. So I went into the... I could audibly hear it in the kitchen. So I went into the kitchen, but as soon as I turned on the light, it would stop. I went through this like two or three times, and finally this last time, I just walked in with the light still off and just used my ears to sense where the cricket was. And I gathered that it was on this certain cabinet, and I just stood in the dark next to where I thought it was. And then I thought maybe it was inside the cabinet, which scared me very, very much. So
the way you're telling this story is scary.
So
it's like
with,
Twilight Zone.
So with like, so all at once, I like pulled the doors open and snapped the light on and kind of waited like this cricket like the size of my hand like coming out like I was like prepared for
attacking
it
with, you. Yeah,
with a fly swatter and then literally nothing happened. So I went to turned off the lights again and listened, and I heard it again. So then I turned the lights back on, closed the cabinet, and there it was. And if it was the size of an ant, that's probably too big. It was so small. So it was in like the crack of the cabinet. I took a swat at it with the fly swatter and just didn't kill it. It fell off the cabinet onto the ground and started crawling. I think I had hobbled it, and it started crawling towards the crack under the cabinet. And that's like, if it gets under
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you can't.
And like, it's so I smashed it with my bare hand.
Wow.
Screamed out loud, I got it. I got it.
Quite Meanwhile, your kids and wife are wondering
woke up the whole family. But
yeah, I think there was a burglar in the house.
I protected my family from the cricket, and that's
you killed
what
a baby cricket.
So once again, for the second week in a row of recording the Hungry Dads podcast, it's crickets 0, Hungry Dads 2. Although last week might have been kind of a victory because they really grossed me out. Mrs. Who's my wife? Mrs. Gallon.
Gallon.
Mrs.
Gallon.